Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, big win for the Bears. How does it change the mood in the building? And then how do you build on that going into Kansas City?
You know, you come in your first day, you got a really positive approach to your next work week. You know, I think you got to leave it a little bit behind now that it's kind of in your next work week, because you have to continue to build this process and put one win on top of another. But it is the confidence that the coaches put in game planning early in the week. They came out here with an understanding that maybe Jay was going to get the opportunity to play, and then offensive coordinator Adam Gase had a constructive plan around Jay's ability. What was his leg movement? What was his sturdiness in terms of moving out of the pocket? And Jay did a great job of staying in the pocket. And then we can't say enough about Coach Dave Magazoo having the offensive linemen ready, because you didn't know where position you were going to play, what was going to happen, and how that was going to go. Slauson sliding over to center did a great job. They brought in a new left guard. They already had a new starting left tackle. So with all that being said, you really have to congratulate the preparation of the assistant coaches being ready for Oakland, but now you got to carry it to Kansas City.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball, it seems like the defense is really starting to build something here. Players that aren't used to playing together are playing together. They're performing much better as a unit. They're rushing the passer better. Kansas City is a team that's been giving up a lot of sacks. I believe they settled for 7 field goals last week in a game and couldn't get in the end zone. What is the key to stopping or containing an offense that features Alex Smith, Jamal Charles, guys like that?
You know, don't let their formations fool you. You have to make sure you watch a little bit of extra tape of Kansas City's offense to see how their talent is distributed on the line of scrimmage. They try to run a lot of distraction routes, either with three receivers to the outside or maybe as many as 3 tight ends to one side of the football. So if you can be able to digest all the configurations they have, I think you're going to get in a better position to limit their desire to throw downfield. And that's where the defensive line and the defensive front comes in, because this offensive line is very susceptible to giving up sacks. And if they come out here and they can get to Alex Smith early, it speeds up his tempo. It speeds up the worry in the back of his head. Now he's not finding his target and throw it to him. He's just trying to get the ball out of his hands safely. So I think Coach Fangio has done a really nice job of week-to-week development just against the specific opponent. But, you know, you don't have a lot of common with Kansas City because you don't see them that often.
Right.
So I think that's one of the things about this football team that's unique to the players. But I think John Fox and his staff have an understanding of what Kansas City is willing to do.
I wanted to get your take on Pernell McPhee, because I thought he played an outstanding game against the Raiders. Not only rushing the passer, but he probably made the one key play in the game not a lot of people are talking about, where he made the tackle for the loss on the third down, forced Oakland to kick the go-ahead field goal, and then the Bears had an opportunity to rally. If he doesn't make that play, Oakland's just going to run the clock out and kick the game-winning field goal.
I'm glad you brought that play up, because it was such a big play. Pernell McPhee was lined up from the farthest from the football over the tight end. Beat the tight end across his face, penetration in the backfield, and got to the running back before he got to the first down marker. That is an impressive football play. Considering the distance you are away from the quarterback, the snap, and then ultimately the handoff, I think Pernell McPhee is doing a great job individually, but he's also doing a really nice job of pass rushing, where they have to have concern for him, and he's opening up other guys like Jarvis Jenkins and Eddie Goldman to get sacks.
Tom, this is my favorite segment of our little show together. It's where we ask you about a memory against the team that we're playing that week, Kansas City Chiefs. Now, you grew up as a Bear fan. You played for the Bears. You covered the Bears. That's a several decades worth of Bears knowledge. What do you think of when you think of Kansas City?
You know, I don't care what year it is. If it's the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, I always think of the great run that is highlighted of Walter Payton. When he put his head down, directly attacked 5, 6, 7, 8 Kansas City tacklers, and none of them brought him to the ground. I think when young guys watch a great highlight of Walter Payton, watch that Kansas City run, and through the generations, I've heard running backs refer to that one play of Walter Payton against that football team because his unrelenting desire not to be tackled. And if anybody could have half of that effort when they had a chance to carry the ball, there'd be a lot of Pro Bowlers.
No doubt it was the greatest 18-yard run in NFL history, I can tell you that. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for watching Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.